the feeling like in the group with a couple of games to go?
Yeah, the feeling's pretty positive, especially after the weekend. Obviously, not where we want to be in terms of not playing finals, so it's going to be a bit disappointing watching on. But it was a great performance on the weekend, and I think we've just been trying to focus on building some momentum going into off-season and pre-season, and I think we're on that track, and we've got 2 weeks to really finish that off.
Do you think you can still learn as much from a season like this as you can from, say, last year when you went all the way to the pre-season?
Yeah, well, we have to. Everything's got to be a learning process. I mean, even if you win the granny, you still got to learn for the next year. That's the way the footy works. So, obviously, we're going to have a lot of things to look at and assess and figure out how we can get better, because that's where we want to be next year, is at the very end of September or the start of October.
What do wins in the latter start of this season do for, like, how do they give you momentum, given you're going to have 3 months without playing footy?
Well, I suppose knocking off Hawthorn's a big one. Obviously, they're at the top of their game, and we were able to come together as a group and play probably our best team performance for the year. So you have to take confidence from that, knowing that even with some personnel out, we matched it with one of the best. So you just got to look at those performances, and hopefully over the next 2 weeks, if we can do the same sort of thing, you know, that just builds that bit of confidence going into pre-season, knowing that perhaps it wasn't a huge waste of a year, and you just can't think of it like that. We've got to just see what we can make of it, and I know the way the group is, they'll be really positive and raring to go come pre-season.
So wins are more likely to translate to energy and feel pre-season?
Definitely, and I think with some of the performance we've had with some younger guys coming in playing their role as well, knowing that they can match it at that level against the best as well is just going to be a real confidence booster for the group.
Sometimes when teams fall down a little bit, obviously unsuspected for you guys this year, there's personnel changes, but do you feel like that the squad's, you can just bounce back next season with some of the performances you put together recently?
Definitely. I've always felt we've got a really good list, and just a bunch of young guys really hungry. Obviously, time this year we've been tested, and the competition's very good this year. As best as, since I've been in the comp, it's been the most even, I reckon. So we've got to learn from that. But we've got the personnel, and I'm sure that'll change as well. But all we can worry about is the way we train come pre-season, the attitude we have, which I think is generally very good. We've just got to translate that into next year.
Have you felt the other teams have been fitter this year? You talk about it's been a tough competition. Do you think that's the match you guys in fitness this season?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, we've always talked ourselves up as being one of the best running teams in the competition, and we still believe that. And no doubt every year when teams don't make finals or they don't get to where they want, they look at what they've got to do, and fitness is always going to be a huge part of that. So teams are always getting fitter. And like I said, the competition this year is so much more even. Any team can beat anyone on any given day. So I'm sure teams have gotten fitter, but we were very confident in our fitness ability. So I don't know if that's a huge reason as to why we've ended up where we are.
On the personnel front, there's been obvious speculation about Charlie Dixon to a lesser extent Harley Bennell. Will you try and work out some way to sell the club into a few sledges or something on the weekend?
Oh, maybe a few of the boys like Gussie and that, who like that type of thing. I'm not huge on the sledging yet, but look, that's, as you said, it's speculation, and sorry to give you the boring answer, but that'll get taken care of by the appropriate people.
Is it frustrating having that speculation, though, surround players like Jay Schultz as well?
I don't reckon. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. This time of year, there's always that type of thing. When there's finals and the team who aren't making finals, players get assessed and, out of contract. Unfortunately, you can't escape it. So for the players who it concerns, it might be a bit frustrated, but we just go about it as best we can and get around each other, so not really.
Do you think your game's improved this year, just personally?
Look, another year in the competition. I've managed to string most of the games together this year. I think I've had a very up-and-down year, like the team has, unfortunately. I think my best games have been when the team's really put in a great team performance, which is positive. So, unfortunately, though, when times are sort of a bit tough, everyone's sort of loses form, and that's what we as a team have got to make sure we rectify, and with that will come everyone's individual performances.
Has it been tough for yourself not having a set back six back there, and it's been a revolving door of people coming in and out through injury or form?
No, not really. I think maybe at worst, we've had one or two out. Obviously, having Bobby and Jacko out hurts because forces other blokes to play a bit taller. But as you can see on the weekend, we dealt with that, and I thought our back six held up really strong without the two pillars there. And I mean, we want to be a club where it doesn't matter who's out. As long as the structures and processes are in place, anyone will come in and play their role. And I think that's what we've always been striving to be.
What have you struggled with the most this year?
Oh, it's probably just been, the team performances haven't been where we've liked it to be. So that affects everyone individually and as a team. I suppose at times we've probably let the pressure get to us. And like I said before, the competition's so strong this year. You just can't go into any game thinking you've got it won or whatever. Not that we have, but you can even see a few of those really sort of bad losses that we would have expected we've won. They happen when you just let your guard slip a bit.
Pressure of other teams or pressure of where you thought you should be?
Probably a bit of both, but I'd say more just every week. And probably teams wanting to hunt us a bit more. We were a bit more like that last year, but obviously we had a good last 2 years. We've probably got to deal with the fact that we've got to go into every game hunting the opposition.
So this season, on that logic then, this season must be pretty good to correct your attitude and next season you'll go back to being the hunters, I suppose.
Well, I suppose that's something we've got to look at. Yeah, I don't think that has been our attitude for the year, but consciously, but maybe the subconsciously you look at it, it has been a bit like that. So, yeah, I think it shouldn't matter who you're playing any week if you come with the same mindset of that, ferocious at the opposition. It should take care of itself.
The AFL released the membership numbers earlier this morning. And Port, for the first time, has more than the Crows. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's an amazing effort from our fan base. Obviously, the move to Adelaide Oval and a few years ago, and we made some changes around the club, and Kenny and the guys at the top who've taken us to where we are has been a big help. But we've always had the supporters we've never lost, and some of them been in the shadows a little bit, but they've got the confidence now to get around us, and it's an amazing effort by the club and all the marketing team and all that who do so much to make game day experience so what it is. It's certainly, even though we've been losing a bit more than we'd like this year, playing at Adelaide Oval in front of those crowds and even interstate is always a thrill.
Is it a representation of the style that you guys are trying to play under Kenny, like taking the game on and attacking and yourself personally taking the game on?
Yeah, I reckon. We're a risk-taking club. We don't want to be safe, and that's across all boards, whether it's the playing group, the coaches, and the membership and team, getting sponsors, whatever it is. We want to be the best, and you got to take risks to do that.
Even though you've been losing a few games this year, have you enjoyed this year, the fact that you've got to take the game on and kind of attack and do that free flow?
It's definitely been a tough year. It's been enjoyable at times. And like Kenny will always say, when you're winning, it's enjoyable. So times when you've been losing, it certainly hasn't been fun. But, personally, I've always had that. Kenny's always given me that freedom to do that, so that hasn't really changed. Probably been more for me and a lot of the boys getting that right balance about when to do that. And that's something we'll keep trying to improve on going forward. Nah, not really. It kind of motivates you at times, but I get more support from fans and coaches and players and family or whatever, more than what I think I cop. So, I mean, I don't want to change the way I play. I mean, I think that's what makes me the player I am, and that's the kind of person I am. And if I hold back, then I don't think I'm giving the team what I'm here to give. So, like I said, it's about getting the right balance and I feel like I'm getting to a stage in my career where the balance is getting a lot better.
Is it good to see guys drafting with your jump butcher back in the side, and do you think you can do enough to be playing next year?
Yeah, it is. It's great, and it's been good to play with Maury and Butch this year. The three of us drafted back at the end of 2009 together, and he's battled hard for a few years. He's been in great form in the Maggies, so that's been awesome, playing a bit of a different role. But he's such a great team man, and since he's been in, the team morale sort of just lifted, and he's not always kicking the goals or whatever that people expect him to do. But from a teammate's point of view, he comes in, he brings genuine passion to the team, and it's probably what we've lacked at times this year. So that would be a big reason why he's still in the team as well. So, fingers crossed, but that'll take care of itself. He's just happy to be doing his thing for the team.
Brilliant.